This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. We do quite a bit of coverage of robots on this show, and, well, who doesn't love a robot? Wow. Mark Kornblad is an artist and self-taught engineer. He built a robot he calls Sparky that he, or anybody else, can control from a laptop. You see what Sparky sees, you can move him around, and you can talk with the people that Sparky encounters. Lisa Katayama took Sparky out for a day on the streets of San Francisco.
It's lunchtime on a Friday, and I'm walking down a busy downtown street in San Francisco with a robot. Actually, it's more like a 4-foot-tall talking junkyard on wheels.
Okay, ready? So we're here in the lobby of the San Francisco MoMA. I'm here with Lisa and Sparky, and we're about to find out the MoMA's policy on robots as museum visitors.
That's Mark Kornblad. Or really, it's just Mark's voice. Mark is the creator of Sparky the Robot, and he's controlling Sparky's movements with a laptop over Wi-Fi.
Boy, it overshoots quite a bit.
Well, Sparky is actually an acronym for Self-Portrait Artifact Rolling Chassis 1. The first one was literally made from found objects, junk, and materials that were dumpster dived. So I had a motorized wheelchair that I got at a garage sale. And in the early stages of the robot, it was controlled using the same types of controls as a remote control car.
Sparky's brain is a Mac Mini, and his face is a TV screen that shows a video chat window.
We had this two-way video chat set up so that the robot could not only present a live video face of the controller, but the camera on the robot also allowed that controller to see where the robot was and who it was speaking to, and essentially be like any other party guest, except it was a robot.
Hi, how are you?
Sparky and I wheel over to the reception desk to try to get tickets. Mark is hiding behind a pillar in the lobby. Technically, he could be controlling Sparky from anywhere in the world, but he didn't want to miss out on the action.
I was just wondering if you could tell me what the museum policy is on letting robots view the galleries.
She can tell you right here.
We don't really have a policy against robots. However, we do have some very strict policies regarding recording in the galleries.
It sounds like we're not getting into the museum, so we get ready to head back out the door.
But I personally happen to be really fond of robots.
Well, thank you very much. What is your name? I appreciate your help.
It's my pleasure. My name is Patricia, and what's your name?
My name is Sparky, Sparky the Robot.
Just give us a moment. Maybe we can get someone to accompany you.
Yay, we're in. We hop on the elevator and make our way down a long hallway to the rooftop garden, where Sparky sees some artwork that he really likes.
It looks to be a huge insect, probably 8 or 10 feet tall with 20 or 30 tendrils or legs. Looks like it could be a large ocean creature or some kind of a multi-legged spider. Well, this is perfect. This is the perfect piece of art to be viewed from a robot because I can take the whole thing in. And I like the fact that it's a big, heavy, metal, kind of futuristic-looking, scary monster, because as a robot, I relate to that. What's your favorite sculpture up here?
I like the spiders.
Yeah, that spider's really neat.
Where are you right now?
I'm right in front of you. What do you mean?
No, like...
Where are you? I'm right here.
No, I mean, like, in, like, somewhere in the world, like.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm right here, right in front of you. You and I, we're right here together.
Mark's been making robots for more than 15 years. He considers himself an artist with a knack for technology.
I had a bicycle accident as a kid, and I was nearly killed in it by being impaled on the handlebars. And I was very young, and I was in the hospital for months and months. And that was probably the single most formative experience in my young life that got me familiar with the idea of the machine-human hybrid. Since then, my artwork has always touched upon that.
Mark hopes that pretty soon people will be making their own Sparkies, too. He's posted free instructions online, and he's even created a community website where people can share tips.
for hundreds of years, we've been wearing glasses and other little physical aids that sort of turn us into transhumans, which is like a human-cyborg kind of mix. And the recent development of technologies, both digital and sort of hardware technologies, have really accelerated that relationship.
If Mark Kornblatt gets his way, these homemade robots could be a whole new way to experience the world.
Nice to meet you.
Bye. Bye now. See you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
For Studio 360, I'm Lisa Katayama.